Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives. From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and I'll bet that you've never heard anything quite like the duo called Xyloris White. It consists of Georgios Xyloris, who plays the Cretan lauto, a type of long-neck lute, and Jim White, the Australian-born New York bass drummer, probably best known for his work with the band The Dirty Three. The two of them have been playing together for a couple of years now, and in January, they will release their third album together, called Mother. And they're here in the studio to play some songs for us today. With the first piece called Only Love, here is Xyloris White.
Oh,
rock and roll of a sort. The duo is Xyloris White, Georgios Xyloris, playing the lauto, the long-necked lute from the island of Crete, and singing, and Jim White behind our drum kit. Only Love is the name of that song. George, is that an original song, or is that an arrangement of a folk song?
This is an original song.
Written by you?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a love song.
Well, it is.
it really kind of hurtles along there, it seems. So how did this meeting of musical minds happen, Jim?
We met many years ago, like 20, over 20 years ago in Australia. George was living in Australia at the time, and I'm from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we met through friends, and that's how I first heard Cretan music. That was around the time my band called Dirty Three was starting.
Right.
And then George would sit in with us. We invited George to sit in with us, and then our bands would play together. And actually back then, George couldn't speak any English, and my Greek was no better than it is now. And but then over the years, we always just stayed in touch, and I was listening to music. And then a few years ago, I finally went to visit George and his wife in Crete, and we started playing, just naturally unfolded.
Yeah. So now, George, your father is a famous musician in Crete, right?
Yes.
His name is Sarantonis?
Yes.
But he plays the lyra, which is a bowed instrument.
Bowed instrument, yes.
Yeah. So how did you come to play the lauto?
It was mostly to accompany him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is this traditionally an accompanying instrument in Cretan music?
Traditionally, it is in Greece, but in Crete has different roles, like the plays the melody, the rhythm, sometimes sounding like a percussion.
Uh-huh. So you lived in Australia for a number of years, right?
Yes.
Coming from a famous family of musicians, was there kind of a pressure there that you wanted to get away from? What brought you to Australia?
A little bit in the beginning, but then it was more relaxing. You know, they saw, I don't know, we set up a band there in Australia. I went there firstly to touring with my father, to play music there for the Greek Association there around Australia. And then I went back to Australia again in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
We set up a band called Xyloris Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And that that was in early 90s. And that was the time I met Jim.
Right.
Through so music this, and through friends.
This Xyloris Ensemble and Dirty Three were both forming around the same time, it sounds
right.
like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and Jim, have you played with George's dad?
I have actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I played with him at an All Tomorrow's Parties festival in Australia, and then ended up doing a little tour with that, and then did that again a couple of years later.
So, man, you're knee deep in Cretan music these days. Have you actually studied? Do you need to be conversant with kind of the rhythmic forms of that music?
I guess my studying was actually probably listening to Cretan songs and music for 20 years without ever thinking, just for enjoyment. But no, I'm not, you know, it's also not really there's no drum kit in Crete.
Right.
You know, there's in fact not even that much dedicated percussion. And, you know, and I'm certainly no, what would you call it? I'm no student of,
Ethnomusicology?
No, not at all. You know, I do what I do. Of course, I'm interested in what's going on, you know, and then George is always going to be like, I'm going to be learning from him Cretan's way he is, and then, you know, but also it's both our sensibilities and histories together.
So there are two records out already, and Mother, which is the third.
Right.
And the first song you did for us, Only Love, that's going to be on the new record, right?
Yeah.
What about this next piece called Pretty Condylies? And then Pedozali, which I guess this is a medley of two tunes, right?
Yes. Condylies, it's a form of
So it's a form of like poetry or song? Or?
Yes, it's the song, the singing, the lyrics are in 15th syllables.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there are many cotillas all around the island. Yeah.
And Perozzali, that's a dance, isn't it? A kind of a dance form?
Perozzali is a dance because Crete music, it's a live thing. It's not only, you know, the old stuff, which I like to listen a lot, and that gives me the opportunity to take it to my way.
Folk music as a living tradition. That's the way it should be. Let's hear another live performance. We're speaking with Georgios Xyloris and Jim White. Together they are the duo Xyloris-White, playing for us today live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Wow. That is Xyloris White, Georgios Xyloris, singing and playing the lauto, Jim White behind our drum kit, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and a medley of Pretty Condoliers leading to the dance called Peruzzali. And Jim, how much of that is improvised, and how much of that could a listener expect to hear on the recorded version of that piece?
I don't know. It's a hard question because it's like you can see those same things happen.
Yeah.
But it'll be as new, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Improvisations is a fun, complicated word to me.
Well, how much improvising is there in traditional Cretan folk music, George?
Traditionally, they are not couplet and then a refrain and couplet.
A couplet, a refrain, a chorus,
it's
verse,
not
chorus.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that gives you the opportunity to follow the dance, or if it's not dance, you follow the phrases. You build up the phrases.
You mean the phrases of the lyrics?
No, the music phrases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listening to the way that piece built, you know, with a slow drone-based start and then accelerating and building up. You know, there are trance music traditions around the world that work that way. Is there a trance tradition in the music of Crete?
I find the whole Crete music trance, yes.
Mm-hmm. So these pieces can stretch out over a long period of time?
Ah, in that way, yeah. Of course, Condyles can go all night. Yeah, and everybody sings. Yes, Jim.
Like that time I was at the house and everyone's singing, someone sings and everyone sings in return, right?
Yeah.
And the person that sings, they make up a lyric that they knew before, or they make one up, and it was all about fish that day, right?
Yes.
until someone changed it.
Yeah.
But it was a long time.
They improvise words often,
uh-huh.
And Condyles can go a long time.
So what's the longest you've ever played Condyles?
Condyles?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know how long I have played Condyles, but long time. But the longest I have played in a gig,
yeah.
one gig, it was 18 hours.
18 hours?
On stage, yeah.
How did you do that? You have to have bathroom breaks, don't you?
Well, yeah, it was fun.
18 hours. Was that one of your gigs, Jim?
No.
You seem horrified at the thought.
Yeah, we start at midday and we finish the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the occasion?
It was a wedding in my village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about the lauto. Yeah. It's got 8 strings, 4 pairs.
Yes.
4 pairs of strings.
Yes.
It has frets. So it looks like it might be tuned kind of like a guitar, except that the frets are movable. So
they are, you can move them.
So are the scales that you play, are they different scales from the ones that we have, say, on the piano here in the studio, or that I might have on my guitar?
Some of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I don't move the frets, but I don't play really the note, but I just, you know.
So you can get around the frets if you need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so is everything we're hearing today going to be on the new record?
No, just the first one.
Just the first one. All right.
The second one, the Pretty Condyles, is on a backpick.
Yeah, which is not the same. Really.
Not the same as what we just heard.
No. Yeah. And then and then we do another part that's not there at all. And then the next song we're going to play is not on any record.
Ah, all right. Well, this next song is called Rizzitico. What is Rizzitico? Is that a kind of food?
No, Rizzitico is a...
It sounds like it should be, or a drink or something.
But the Rizzitico comes from, they have nice food there.
Ah, so it's a place?
It's all around the mountains.
Okay. So this is not on any of the Xyloris White records, but we'll hear a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio today. My guests are Georgios Xyloris playing the lauto and singing, Jim White behind our drum kit. They are playing for us here today in the Soundcheck studio.
σιγά σιγά βρέχε νοθιός και σιγά να χιονίζει και έχει το κρύο ήλιο στα και έχει το κρύο κρύγιο στα βουνά σιγανά κι όμορφα που εχιόνιζε έχει
Once again, the duo known as Xyloris White, live on Soundcheck with a piece called Cold Rizzitico, not on any of their three records, but a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Great to have you guys here with us in the studio today. Thank you so much for playing for us, and
thank you.
Good luck with the new record.
Thank you very much.
The members of Xyloris White, this is Soundcheck. That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.